Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Don Fotopoulos, author of Accounting for the Numberphobic. Folks, if you're a small business owner, you need this book. Not in your bookcase. You need, it needs to be on your desk, dog-eared and marked and yellow marks, yellow stickers coming out of it like mine is. It's an award-winning book, folks. I encourage you to check it out. Don, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
Our website is HiddenProfitAcademy.com.
All right, and that's profit with an E.
Academy.com. It's some, sorry?
Hidden profit with an E, right?
Hidden Profit Academy, no, A-C-A-D-E-M-Y, HiddenProfitAcademy.com. And if somebody wants to reach out to me personally, they can find me at DonFotopoulos.com.
All right, so check that out. So we're talking about accounts receivable, and, you know, it's hard to imagine. One of the things that I never understood, because I don't have this problem, When I do work for a customer, when I deliver something to a customer that they've asked me to deliver, because I don't make anybody take stuff, they tell me they want it, and when I deliver it, I bill them, and I've never been shy about billing people for the work that I did, and I never have understood why people have a hard time with that. But here's the other thing. Here's a good approach to think about. If you're reticent about billing people, if you've got some kind of a phobia about that, remember this, that one of the reasons why customers don't do business with you and don't respect you and stay away from you might be because you don't bill them properly or effectively or often enough. We have people here, Don, who send us a bill every 6 months, and we don't like that. We want to get a bill every month. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Even though they do good work, it makes us not want to do business with them.
Well, because it's really hard to plan. I mean, if you get paid, you have to send your invoices on a regular basis because you need to make it easy for clients to pay you. Nobody wants to get a big honking bill for $10,000. Or $20,000, right?
That's right.
You got to make it easy for your clients to pay you, and you need to recognize that you're working for that cash. That's why you're in business. And people that you got to change your mindset also, Jim. And this is what you asked the question, right? Why aren't people invoicing? And it's a crazy thing. I think I've experienced this with female business owners more than I have male. Don't ask me why, but they feel like they're begging. When I send the invoice, asking for money, I feel like I'm begging. No.
Did you do the work?
Did you
spend the money? Did you invest to make a company available to them? I don't understand that. Let me say this. I see this with men, too. It's not just women.
Okay. So let's agree, everybody listening to the Jim Blasingame Show. I can't believe it's 24 years, by the way. That's amazing. Everybody listening, listen up. Okay? When you send out an invoice, you're not begging. You're sending out it is an exchange of your service, your product, to get compensated for that because the client's being blessed.
And they're expecting it. They're expecting it.
Yeah, and they are expecting it. So here's the one takeaway. If you don't remember anything from this interview, remember this. Before your head goes down on the pillow for that day, you finish a project, you ship goods, you invoice same day. Mm-hmm. You don't wait 24 hours. You don't wait over the weekend. You do it same day. And anybody that works for you, a bookkeeper, an accountant, they have the same ethos. You invoice the same.
We also need to point out that, that a statement is not an invoice. Quickly, tell them that.
No, it isn't an invoice. And on that invoice, if the client says, oh, my gosh, this is the most wonderful experience I've ever had in my life, you put that on the invoice.
That's right.
You remind them of why they hired you.
HiddenProfitAcademy.com, also DonPhotopoulos.com. Hey, Don, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Oh, always.
You too. We enjoyed having you here. We always get smarter, ladies and gentlemen, when Don Fotopoulos joins us, and we'll get her back another day. Don't forget, her book is Accounting for the Numberphobic. That's an award-winning book. Very important for every small business owner. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.